Hello, welcome to Gen Z Money. I'm Glenn James. Today we're going to have a chat to Lily and about her unconventional gap year. Hey Lily, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming in today for a bit of a chat.
That's all.
I wanted to talk to you because we ran into each other the other day and you were saying about your plans after finishing school and you started uni and things changed.
Yeah.
And I want to just chat to you about what you're doing at the moment. And because you kind of had a bit of a gap year after starting university.
So I was there for 2 years, then I chose to have a gap. So when I was in year 12, I applied for early entry into Macquarie University through the Global Leaders Program.
Right.
And I think it's called something different now, but like it's still a similar program. But so I applied for a Bachelor of Social Science majoring in Anthropology, which I was like, oh, right, up my alley. I love reading about it. I love like just learning about human behavior and interactions and everything like that. So it was kind of like a natural, cool, this is for me, let's do it. And I was excited to like get into it. And then after 2 years of being there, I was like, I'm still enjoying it, but I'm just kind of falling out of love with it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose that passion. So I was like, okay, let's have a gap year and like work, earn money, travel, see the world, just get out there and try new things to see why it's changed. Like why my thoughts have changed around uni.
So let's press rewind for a sec. Mm-hmm. You're doing your HSC.
Yep.
So you could apply for university to get in at the same time and start or straight after year 12? How did that work?
Straight after year 12, I had to go into it.
So how do they do that? Like, so with the UAI or the admission index, are there some courses? Did you get a special exemption because of the leadership program?
So I had to only apply for what I wanted to do. And like I had an interview based on that. So mine wasn't like a face-to-face interview or a call interview. It was just like a written exam type of thing. And then I was accepted based on that. So I found out that I was accepted into Macquarie University before I sat the HSC exam.
Wow. Okay, cool. So, and that's interesting because growing up, did you kind of have in your mind that I've got to leave school, then go to university and then get a job and then life just happens? Like what was your view of the world? And because there's actually no rules in life, we just have these social constructs that are heading over our head.
Yeah.
So that are hanging over our head. So talk to me about your view. And then you talked about you kind of fell out of love with this course, and that was after the second year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are you now?
I'm 21.
So you're 21 now. You've done 2 years at university.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need a break. So what did you do last year?
So last year I left and I had a passion about working with kids because I had a real good experience at high school. Like I loved high school. I loved my teachers. I loved learning and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, like I love working with kids. I love playing with my nieces and nephews, cool. So I applied for a summer camp in Canada.
Right.
And so I was a counsellor for 3 months over in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've basically, you've almost just completely finished school, did university and then go, oh, hang on, I actually do need a gap year.
Yeah.
So you've had your gap year is what I'm getting at halfway through university to kind of work out what you want to do long term.
Yeah. So I didn't have like the plan that it will change my mind, but it just did. So now that like I'm looking back into going into university this year, I've changed my whole degree.
Wow.
To based around like a Bachelor of Education secondary.
Yeah, cool. And this is what like if you've heard any of my other podcasts, the reason I've kind of got Lil on today is just to have the discussion that you might not know what you want to do as soon as you finish year 12.
Yeah.
You might not know what you want to do as soon as you do 2 years of university.
Yeah.
And if I could have a bit of a rant, before when we were walking to get coffee before, I'm reading this book called The 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. He's a polarizing psychologist, so whatever. But in the book, he mentioned like people have this mindset when they're 18 years old, is, oh, I've just got to earn money so I can retire at age 40.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, if you're age 40, that's cool, but you've got an 18-year-old making a decision for a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
You might not, you're going to be a different person.
Well, with like anthropology, I was like, cool, don't know what it is. Sounds interesting though. Sounds like I'm smart. Like, and then I looked into it more, but I didn't know really, like when I was picking those courses for early entry, I was like, cool, I know I want to apply, but what do I apply for?
Yeah.
So I still didn't have like that passion. And like humans and interactions, I guess, is a part of working with kids. So that aspect, I was really, really into it. But then in my second year where I had to do a bit more of like different kind of courses that add up to your degree, I was like, maybe the whole picture is not what I was after all along. So I never really had that mindset of like, I need to go to uni, I need to get a job, like a good career, whatever, until it was maybe like year 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So before then, I really didn't know that I wanted to go to uni in the first place.
Yeah. And you know what? I think society is so changed. Like if you look at our parents and our grandparents, they're all this mindset of you've got the one job forever and then you retire and do nothing.
Yeah.
Where I think if we just focus on doing what we enjoy, I think the rest will take care of itself because if you do what you like, you can just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And going back to that book reference, it's like we don't want the 17-year-old Lily making a decision for the 25-year-old Lily.
Yeah.
Because as we grow and get older, we change.
Mm.
And I guess one of the reasons why you're also on here is just to encourage other people in a similar situation. If you are doing a degree and you don't like it, it's okay to stop.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a break. It's okay to go to Canada for a year.
Yeah. And what I didn't realize is how flexible it would be.
Mm.
Like, all you need to do is, I know, push a few buttons into your computer and research like how possible it is, because all I did was just defer and I was just one click. So I was like, I knew that I wasn't ready for uni for my third year. I knew I had to kind of get out because it was starting to like overwhelm my life and my work as well. So like I had to stop working for a bit to just get on top of uni because, as I said before, like it wasn't courses that I thought I'd be doing in the second year. So I had to focus a lot more energy on it, which I had to like, slow down my working, which I enjoyed doing. So I think that's why I was a bit angry at uni as well, because it was making me change a few things I didn't want to change.
Yeah. So what are your plans now? So you want to do the education degree or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Is your goal to be a secondary school teacher, primary school teacher?
Yeah.
What do you want to do in 4 years' time? What does the Lily that you can envisage look like?
So I would love to work at a high school, but not necessarily as a teacher. Like I would love to use that as my stepping stones to get to where I want to be. But what I eventually want to get at is to be like a wellbeing head at a school.
Yes.
So I can help guide and work with kids on a more like personal level to help them get to where they want to go as well. So almost
like not a, like a school counsellor.
Yeah.
People are going to a school counsellor if they've got issues. I guess you want to be in that role, but almost to stop people getting issues maybe.
Yeah. Almost. To help them like the two directions, right? So like when I was in high school, I had this one girl in the year above me that was just doing all the right things. Like she was, you know, in Max Potential, which is a program that I ended up joining, and like represented Australia at the Global Young Leaders Conference in America, which I ended up doing in China the year after. So I was looking at what she was doing and I could see that she had such a positive influence on everything that she kind of did. So when she was like, oh, like I want to apply for uni, I was like, cool, like how did you do that? Because I really want to get to where you're doing, but I found it difficult because of the things I was
committed to.
Yeah. At school as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess what I think's impressive about you, Lily, is you don't do life in a passive way, which means you're active and you were doing something. And because how many people do we know they'll do something even though they don't like it?
Yeah.
But you're active to go, you know what? Not liking this. that I've got a plan. I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to go to Canada. I'm going to design the life the way I want it.
Yeah.
And if you are listening, like, be empowered to do that. And you can do anything you want. And I say this all the time, but as long as you don't get pregnant, get someone else pregnant, end up in prison or get on hard drugs, everything, you'll be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
Yeah. So what would you say to somebody who is in year 12 at the moment and is wondering what to do with their life?
Well, my first point of contact was the careers advisor. So, like, not many people use the resources available at schools. Mm. So the teachers and the careers advisors were really, like, instrumental in what I wanted to do. And they were, like, helping me guide me through that, because they could see what I was passionate about. They could see, like, what I wanted to end up doing. So they'll help me get there. So my advice would be just to use those resources as well. And just, like, don't be afraid to, like, put your hand up for things and, like, say yes to opportunities that come your way. Because, like, when I was in year 12, I was asked to be a part of this, like a public speaking contest with the Lions Club. Yep. It's like a youth of the year kind of competition. So I could have said, like, no, I'm in year 12. Like, I need to just focus.
And like, study or whatever. Yeah.
And study. And instead I was like, okay, like, I'm after, like, any experience I could get. Like, whether it be leadership and be, you know, public speaking, which I hated in school. And to just be like, yeah, this will help me get to where I want to go eventually. Whether it be just gaining confidence through the 5-minute speech I had to do in front of hundreds of people, like, it will get you.
So your view from what you're saying, I think you're active to life. So you happen to life. You don't let life happen to you.
Yeah.
You will not be shy for a challenge that puts yourself out of your comfort zone. I wrote down China just as a funny thing. Tell everyone what happened when you went to China by yourself.
So I was 18.
Yeah.
And it was just me and this other girl who were representing Australia for this Global Young Leaders Conference, which I was so excited for. I was like, oh, yes, like, I get to just meet other people my age. I get to, like, interact with other people from around different countries. So I rock up at the airport at Beijing and hand them my visa, and they denied me entry into China. So I was deported back onto a plane to Hong Kong to sort out my visa and, like, wait over 24 hours to get it, book a hotel room all by myself. And, treated a bit like a criminal. I was like, what is this? I'm 18.
Wow.
I can't even do anything without my mum.
Yeah. Like, and did you have, like, could you contact your mum to tell her you're
no.
okay?
Wow. So I could not call anyone until I was in Hong Kong deported.
Wow.
So the girl who was with me traveling, she had my baggage as well. And she contacted her mum, which contacted my mum, to sort all this out. So she knew by the time I went to Hong Kong, but I didn't know if she would or not.
Wow.
And little did I know, she was, hysterical. And, like, everyone was on my side. So, like, before I even touched down in Hong Kong, my friend, like, the girl in the year above me, Maddie, she was looking for, like, the closest embassy to visit. She was helping me with that kind of stuff. My mom was looking at hotel rooms, like, what I needed to do to, like, get myself back on my feet. But, like, the thing is, they're in Australia. Like, there's so much that they can do and so much that I could do. So, like, that was a really big part in my growth as, like, an independent young woman.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are you doing now? So for work, did you work part-time through university?
Yeah, so I was part-time the whole way through the 2 years at uni, at, like, a hotel, which I loved doing, but it was just really long hours. So when I finished uni, I was like, when I, like, chose to defer, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go to Canada. But that was, like, mid-year. So that was, like, 3 months in the middle of the year that I had a plan for, but the rest of the year I did not have a plan for. So I was like, okay, like, I can continue working. But the thing is, I wanted a job that could kind of give me an insight as to what I wanted to get out of the gap year. So I applied to work as like a school learning support officer.
Yeah.
At the high school that I went to.
Oh, so wow. Was that weird?
It was so weird. But yeah. I loved every part of it and I'm still working there currently. So
yeah,
it's really, really good like thing that I did to kind of put myself out there.
Let's like, when you did the first 2 years of uni and you're like, I'm not vibing this, I need a gap year from uni, which is weird because most people do a gap year before uni.
Yeah.
So you're weird. Okay.
Yeah, I'm weird.
So let's talk about people in your life. So what did you feel like when you're like, oh, I'm not liking this? Did you have the discussion with your parents or siblings?
Yeah.
Or like, did you not and just do the decision? Talk us through the people in your life. Was there anyone who, maybe friends or other workers, or you're like, I'm pulling out of uni, and they're like, what, it's the end of the world? It's like, what was that like for you?
Well, it was like, there was a few people who I did talk to initially, and that was my family, and they could tell that I was stuck in a bit of a rut. So I feel like they could have easily been not as supportive if I wasn't so in need of a gap year.
Yeah.
So they could tell that it would benefit me. It would, you know, shed light on, I don't know, a hard kind of time. So they're like, okay, cool. That's fine. Get yourself out there, travel. So the first thing I did when I chose to defer, because I went to uni for 3 weeks.
Yes.
At the start of the year before, because I didn't know that I was accepted to work in Canada.
Ah.
So I wanted to make sure I was good to go before I deferred uni.
Yeah.
So
if you weren't good to go, do you think in hindsight you would have just sucked it up and finished the degree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
100%. So if I got a rejection letter from my workplace in Canada, I would have taken that as like a sign to be like, just stick it out.
Yep.
Just, you know, suck it up.
So I'm just going to write down, because I want to ask you another question. But was there anyone in your life when you told them that you wanted to ditch uni and maybe change degrees, that's a bad idea?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the people who I went to uni with.
Yes.
So the friends that I made in my courses, they weren't like, oh my gosh, that's the worst decision ever. Like, don't do that. They were more just like, oh, like, it would just take you longer. Like, are you prepared for that? Like, are you... Like more those type of questions that actually did make me think, but then I was like, oh.
Well, I think it's good to be challenged, but I guess only you know what you know. Like you know that this wasn't for you and you've got other plans, and I think the life experiences you get by having the gap year and being intentional, I think nothing's ever wasted.
Yeah, so, I think they could tell that how confident I was as well, that I was serious about it.
Because I think, deep down, Lily wanted to work with people. So you're like, oh, I'll do anthropology. So okay, sweet. So I know like plumbers, I know hairdressers, I know cafe owners, I know these. I don't know any anthropologists.
Yes.
So it's interesting because I'm sure there's probably not many jobs in that field.
No.
So
not like locally, especially. And like,
I mean, do you have to go?
I love being local. Like I love, you know,
Our area.
Like it would have been hard to stick with it. And just know at the back of my head, this is not where I'm going to end up. Like I might end up in Thailand for 3 years. I might end up doing a study in like some random part of China. Like, but I liked that thought. But then again, it's just not.
Could you put any credits from the first 2 years into the next degree?
Yeah, but not as many as what I would have hoped. But.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Just a decision that I kind of had to be okay with.
Yeah, and I just think, like, again, the main reason for doing this is to chat with, you know, we've got a live fish out of the water into the boat. Like, if you don't like something in your life, press pause, have a bit of a rethink, make sure you've got good people around you, make sure that you've got a plan, and don't run from something, run to something, and that's what you did.
Yeah.
Like you wasn't like, I hate this and I'm just going to go home and sit down and do nothing. You're like, no, I'm going to do the summer camp. I'm going to then work in the high school and be a teacher's aide or whatever that type of role is. And I think it's great. And nothing is ever wasted. And you'll be somewhere in your career and something will come up and you're like, oh, I remember studying that in the first year of uni.
Yeah.
Like it will happen.
Well, that's why I was like okay with so many of the decisions that I was making in my gap year. Like, I loved that I went overseas, and I loved that I was working in a place that I have never been before with random people. Like, I did not know anyone going to Canada, but I ended up making like so many amazing friends and met so many great people that inspired me to be like, okay, anthropology is great and you can use that in aspects of what you want to do later, but just change it all.
Totally. Well, Lily, have you got any other final words of wisdom to somebody who's 20 years old listening and wondering what to do with their life?
Oh, if you don't have a plan already, that's okay, but like, sit down and have a think about like what makes you happy and run with it.
Yeah. So, okay, let's dig down deeper, because that word happy.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting word because we do need a level of happiness. Mm. So obviously, like, looking back, you said you love locally where we live.
Yeah.
Or your family live local. Mm-hmm. That makes you happy, right? Yes. Being around your family. If we dig down, you value family and relationships.
Yes, 100%.
So is that as your rock bottom, as in cornerstone or whatever you want to call it, that's one of your values?
Yeah, so definitely.
I think you being in sync with your values, the byproduct is happiness and contentment. Would that be a fair thing?
Yeah.
So maybe that's an exercise. If someone's thinking, I don't know what to do, like, did you have a journal and write stuff down? Or
yeah, I did. Yeah. I didn't like write inspirational quotes or anything. I just wrote down bits and pieces about my day.
Mm.
Like, and when I was stuck in a bit of a rut, every day I noted like what I did.
Mm.
So I saw that there was a pattern starting to form, and those kind of things that like I noticed that were, you know, not making me as happy as what I was at the start of uni were things like I wasn't around my family as much and I wasn't around that source of inspiration.
Mm.
And yeah, as you said, like you're not kind of in line with your values at that point of time. So
yeah, because I think like if you did complete your degree and you just did it because you had to, and then, oh, all right, well, I better get a job as an anthropologist and there's a role going in bloody, I don't know, Taiwan or somewhere random. I'm like, there's a high chance you wouldn't be happy because you're not doing anything that you actually value, which is being near your family.
Yeah, I didn't kind of realize the whole aspect of the degree as well. So like, if I had any advice as to anyone kind of who knows what they want to do, and just look into it as well.
Okay, here's a question. Did you talk to an anthropologist before?
No.
Yeah.
No. So one of my like lecturers and tutors like were anthropologists, but no one in my direct contact, or I read a book by an anthropologist, but it's not kind of a good, I don't know, tell, because I don't know what their values are, so I don't know if they aligned with mine. You know, like, they might be fine with like being independent, going out, seeing the world, like, which I have no problem with doing, but like to make that commitment to go overseas like and not know when you're coming back, I just, at that point where I realized that, I was like, okay, I can use aspects of anthropology, but not be an anthropologist.
Yeah. Now, this is a money podcast-esque, and I've put you on the spot here, but do you, when you went overseas, did you like get a loan? Did you get a credit card?
No.
All saved?
All saved.
Yeah.
So I got paid. I was smart here. So I kind of was like, what's the best way to travel in my gap year? To work.
Yeah.
So I got paid from the summer camp that I was at for a few months, and I got like a lump pay, some like payment at the end, like at completion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So that kind of funded the second half of my trip.
Mm.
So the first half, all I need is really the initial flight over there.
Yep.
And then all my accommodation and food were paid for.
So but good.
Whenever I have been in like on holidays in the past, I've never really taken out a loan or got a credit card.
Yeah.
Because I've always kind of relied on my own savings to get me there.
And I think that's like with, in terms of our personal finances, it's mostly about habits and behavior.
Mm.
So if you keep out of the habit of running to debt when you need to buy something, it's just you'll always have more money than everyone else because you don't spend more than what you earn.
Yeah.
And I think you appreciate stuff if you work for it and earn the money yourself rather yeah. than just because anyone can go and get a credit card if you're over 18.
Yeah.
Like anyone can go get a loan and go on a holiday tomorrow. Anyone.
Mm. Well, when I finished school and I had that like weird, because you know how like you finish school and you don't start uni until like the start of March or something crazy. Yeah. So when I first finished school, I had 3 jobs and I kept those 3 jobs, I think 1 week into university. Then yeah. I dropped one.
Yeah.
And so I had 2 jobs pretty much for the first year of university. And then I kind of knew that some things had to change because I knew I could do better at uni. I knew I could get better grades. So I dropped another one of those jobs. Yeah. But yeah.
And you're fortunate enough to live at home still.
Yes.
So do you have to pay any board or rent or contribute?
Yeah. So yeah. I contribute in the way of like buying meals and cooking.
Yeah, great.
So
well, it's a win-win.
Like a few nights a week, I would go get the groceries and make dinner, which is like I'm learning how to cook because my mom's like an amazing cook. So I've never really had to
shout
do
out
it in
Kerry,
the past.
If you're listening, ooh. What up, Kez?
So I've never really had to learn how to cook because I've always had these like amazing meals put in front of me. But to learn like some different techniques, like I've just recently learned how to cook pork gyros.
I'm very proud of myself. I don't know what that is.
Like dumplings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that on your Insta the other day.
Yeah.
Next time you make one, text me. I'm coming over to get one.
For sure. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's really been inspirational for me to hear how active you are with your life. Thank you so much for sharing your story how to have a gap year, an unconventional gap year.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.